Hey, good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Jay Ross of Soul Cravings Radio. I am excited to have this next guest right here, Miss Singer Songwriter Actress, Miss Lauren A. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And how are you, by the way?
I'm absolutely great. I can't say I could be any better. I'm good.
Yeah, and actually, you should be feeling good because you got a single with DJ Wayne Williams called Stand Up that's doing real good right now.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, I jumped over into the house music genre, and I'm actually loving it. So I think it's a good song. It's making a little noise right now. So.
Yeah, and also, will you be working on any new music soon, or?
Here, I'd like to tell you. About
yes, actually, I will be. I have, and I'm constantly working on music, but I'm doing some music with several different DJs and producers in house, as well as I have some music coming out that I'm getting ready to release some music that I did with Speech from Arrested Development. And when he works with me, he's called the Bishop. So, and I'm excited about that song. We already shot the video, and it's a dynamic, in-your-face, live vocal, big vocal song. And I'm really excited about that. So, but some other house tunes I'm working on with some other DJs and producers as well.
Oh, sounds exciting. So you just keep going and going. Pretty much.
That's what I'm trying to do. You know, that's what you guys do. You got to keep living, got to keep going and doing, you know, and I'm also doing some other things and other areas of, you know, music and film and TV and stuff like that. So just living and doing.
All right. Of course. Of course. And that's all you could do. So what made you want to go into the area with house music?
Well, house, I think, you know, I started doing music when I was younger, real young, probably, and I started out in church, and I was always that person in the choir that did the big, loud vocals, church, kind of, you know, and sang in church and recorded some couple of gospel albums with James Cleveland and my church choir, and yeah, and so back in the day when I was younger, then in 2002 I did another gospel album with the same choir. This was in Omaha, Nebraska, where I grew up, and I flew back there, and my mom had done the solo before me, and so they asked me to come back and do the solo. So this is a song called "I Can Do All Things," and just the other day, the guy Jay Terrell, who produced it, he sent it to me, and it's on YouTube. And I was like, "Oh my gosh!" so it was. But house music reminds me of gospel. I mean, it's mm-hmm. you get a verse and you get a hook, and then it's just a lot of, you know, ad-libbing, chanting, kind of, you know, feeling it. So I seem to do that kind of naturally. So, you know, my whole come into music was kind of neo soul music, you know, that vibe. And I still do I do all genres, I should say, but this came about and this felt really, really natural, you know, and so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I was very surprised because it's like you just all universal musically. It's like you do everything, and with you jumping into this arena, I was just like, wow, okay, I see you. And I was very impressed because, you know, I was introduced to you back in 1997 with your debut album, Better Listen. You know, I was introduced to you musically from you with that, and when you mm-hmm. jumped into this arena, it was just like, wow. And I love diverse singers like you. It's like you could do jazz, you could do gospel, you could do rock, you could do anything, and you're just one of the rares, and you know, I give you that.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. There's a song that I put out. I don't know if it's house, but I considered it house. It was more dance music. Came out in 2016 on a Japanese label I was on. And so I've been on three labels in Japan, Universal Japan, JVC Japan, and a small boutique Japan called, dang, I forgot the name of it. But I had the last CD I put out there in Japan and Southeast Asia and that region was called Universal Love. And it talks about, it was my introduction to coming back to house. It talks about how, and the one thing I like about house is that house doesn't make you feel like, you know, there's no age, no weight, no sign. It doesn't matter where you live. No matter, it just makes you want to dance. And so I felt like, you know, when people get, you know, as you get older and you get, you know, things change. And I think house music never changes. If you got some good vocals and, you know, I think you fit. I mean, so I started doing house and it just feels natural. Like I said, it just feels like, you know, but the song is called Universal Love, and it did really well in Japan and where I put it out at. So I never put it out in the States, just, you know, doing projects for different countries for the last couple of years.
So pretty much you're universal. You're just everywhere, pretty
well,
much.
I hope so.
Right. Nah, you actually are, you know, to people to reach out to you. And, you know, still doing what you're doing, it's a good thing, and not just locally, you know, because a lot of time with artists, they venture out to different countries like the UK, which they have a strong appreciation for, you know, R&B music. So, you know, doing that is
I lived in the UK from 90 to 93, and I was working with the group Loose Ends over there. Karen Wheeler, who was my girl from Soul to Soul. Karen Wheeler was my best friend, and so I was over there, you know, doing some work over there. And then I met the people from Loose Ends and brought me back over to London, and I did an album project with them that came out, and then they shelved it some problems with the label, so that. I wrote 10 of the 12 songs on the last Loose Ends album. This was after Jane left, you know, so I was over there. So, yeah, Europe, and I lived over there for 4 years, and a little bit in Japan and just different places. And I understand the difference between how they appreciate music. I'm not taking anything against away from the States, but it's a different appreciation and
exactly
for all genres, and doesn't matter, and it doesn't feel so competitive. I mean, it's
exactly
music. You know, music is music. It doesn't have it shouldn't have a stamp on age or name, or it's
or
a feeling,
look.
You know. So
yeah,
or
a
look,
lot of time.
Yes, definitely, or look. Shoot.
a lot of times that's what it's all about. Having an image out here in the States, because, you know, I got to see the difference between a look and what the people that are music lovers like me want. Like, I don't care how you look, as long as you can sing. That's how I grew up in music. I don't care if I didn't get into the trend of their whole being of who they are, who they sleep with, how many kids they have. All I care is about the music. That's all I care for.
That's why I mentioned the song Universal Love. It actually says that in the verse. It says no matter what your sign, no matter where you live, no matter what you weigh, no matter what your sign, universal music will make you move your feet. And it's a big song, horns, and just and Ian Martin, who lives here in LA, he's a big, he works with everybody. I just saw him the other night at the Nate Holden, working for Vivian Green, doing Vivian Green's show. We did an album together, and his stuff is dynamic, but Universe of Love was done with Ian Martin, and you should look that up. I think you really like that.
I'm trying to check it out right now because I'm all into the way you describe it. So I need to get into it. And also on the songwriting tip, you actually wrote a song for one of my favorite female groups, Jade. The song called Everything.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was one of my first, yes, perfect. Well, no. Back in the day when it was like one of my first, I would say one of my first songs that got on a major label, you know, that was, and that's when I reconnected with Rahsaan Patterson and lots of people, Shanice Wilson, old friends of mine that I'd known since they were kids and stuff. And he wrote on that album as well. But yeah, that was really good working with them, Tanya Dye and Joy.
I mean, that song was like one of my favorite songs off the album. I mean, the whole.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. And
I don't have
so
a copy
mad.
Of that song.
Oh, I actually.
I found
did.
It
I,
online I, a couple years ago. Yeah, and I forgot the lyrics because I wrote the lyrics and I actually produced their vocals on it. You know, I went in the studio
wow.
and the record label wanted them to sing it just like I sang it on the demo. So I went in and produced the vocals on it. Yeah, that was fun times. Yeah,
because I like how the chord changed on the song. I mean, it was like it was a ride. The song was a ride, like truly. And
yeah, it was like a very like you driving on the freeway kind of song.
Exactly.
It was a driving song to me.
Mm-hmm, like a highway to the coast.
Everything I do for you
mm-hmm.
is done in love. Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember
yeah.
that.
I think you need to remake that.
Wow.
Yeah, that
I can't remember the lyrics. Think of the times that I lost my mind so innocent to think to feel all the things that made me feel so
scared. Hey. I forgot
them. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that
song. Gay.
Yeah, that song was hot. I'm serious. And
I don't know.
That was like
and
one.
I was so young. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Well, hey,
now I listen back, like, dang, I was writing some lyrics.
Right. I mean, it was some deep ending when that part when it came out, secrets where my heart was keeping, and you went, oh,
ooh,
yeah.
I can remember the who I wrote that about. Oh my god.
Right. I was about to ask.
Oh my
you,
god.
That from a special place too.
Oh, most of those kind of songs do. Yeah. Yeah, I was, oh, wow. Woo-hoo. Yeah, I was, I had just broken up with the love of my life, I thought. And he lived right down the street from me. And yes, here in L.A. And just, yeah, I was going through it a little bit. Caught him cheating.
And then you wrote about it.
I wrote about it, but not subliminally. I didn't write
right.
it about him. When you're in moments of feeling things in your life, you write about things, you know. And just like when I, for instance, like this song I was talking about that I wrote with Speech from Arrested Development is called Punk.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know. I just wrote the song because I love the music, and I wrote the track.
Mm-hmm.
And the music lyrics came to me one night. And then when I shot the video, it was a totally different thing that I wrote about. This is what this video is about.
And I heard the track, and I said, woo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, my head was just like, yeah, okay. I said, I see where she's going with this. I see where she's going. And then I just said, and then, like, I just have to imagine everything because the way that you gave me the visual for the video, and I was just like thinking,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, I see this. I see this. I see this. I see what she's doing. I see what she's trying to do. I see what she's trying to do. And I mean, I love that you're a visionary. I love, man.
Yeah, most of the videos that I've shot and had opportunity to have, you know, songs that have videos for, I did the treatments for. And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
I wrote the treatment. And yeah, like, in fact, all of them, every single one was mine. I usually wake up out of a dream and say, oh, that's it, and then write it down and just go with it. Just like this punk video. It's really funny because the song is called Punk, but I only said one time in the whole song.
I was just about to say that.
I only said one time. And actually Speech was like, I said, what am I going to name this song? Because it has so many elements of dynamics. It could have been named several things. And he said, I think it should be called Punk. So I said, that's it.
Yeah, because the song is hot. The song is hot. The track is hot.
I actually really like the song. And it's definitely where I am in music right now. I think every album or every CD and whatever you want to call them now, all the music that I do is where I am in my life at that point. I write for that, how I'm feeling. So you're going to get a different something next year from me. And in the next 2 weeks, I have a couple of projects I'm working on with this horn player out of Baltimore who sent me these dope tracks. Oh my, these house tracks that I cannot wait to start. I'm start writing on them next week. After I move, I'm in the process of moving. So I'm going to write on these tracks, and I'm so excited about them. But yeah.
Yeah, because I see that your ambition is still there. You know, you're going to keep going whatever opportunity is there for you, you know. And the thing about it, you don't even have to look for it. It comes to you. And that means a lot.
Yep.
Especially in this time, time of music, you know.
Well, that's how my life has been. I think of projects and things I want to do, people I want to work with. You know, I remember I out of high school, I was in Broadway. I did two Broadway plays straight out of high school. And I just thought about it. I was like, I don't want to do this and I want to do that. And people that I think about, I say, I want to work with this person. And it's just in my natal charts is something where this is my purpose. And also I realize that I have other purposes. Is that right? Purposes. I have many more purposes. You know, I started a business in food that I'm very serious about, that I have clients that I make this healing food through, and it's taken off, and you know, doing other things and theater and dance and, you know, all these things. So I just decided that last year, I'm doing every day, I'm doing something that makes me happy, which is entail going to make somebody else happy because I'm going to treat them well because I'm going to be happy.
Right, right, because you're doing your purpose.
I just live every day in the moment. You know, and when the direction changes of what my plan is, I move in that direction because it's not about my plan. It's about I'm a spiritual being living a human experience. So I just, you know, things change. I mean, shit.
Right.
Let's just be real. I don't get upset when things change anymore. I just move in that direction and say, okay, what do I do now? And how do I do it?
And
I get it done.
And you just like me. Because it's always, I never rely on the plan A. I always have a plan B. So it's like when you step forward with things that don't work in your favor, you move on from it because now you're aware of what happened. And I feel like that, like, you know, I guess because when you have a spiritual growth, you don't rely on mankind anymore. You rely on that spirit to what revolves around you. Whatever happens, you got to take it in, you know.
But you also have to do the work.
Exactly.
You have to do the work. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it in your journey and know that everything is a lesson and there are no mistakes. And if you find, you know, everything that happens is, you know, a part of your plan package of in just understanding, you know, in people get so stressed out and tripped out about money and things, and it's not even why we're supposed to, why we're here. We're here to help each other, and it's about growing, sharing, loving, and caring and all that. But we forget, and so I'm here doing my work. So that's all I said. And my part of my work is music, and And I'm very thankful it is, because I enjoy doing it. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the same I feel about what I do, too, as my platform to, you know, to interview the artists that I love and, you know, keep in touch with them, not just on the radio, but, like, in person, because, like I tell all the artists that are on here, you guys play a soundtrack of my life or where I was at these times. And to me to enter, you know, be right here with you guys, to talk to you guys, I learned a lot from you guys. I learned about growth,
mm-hmm.
and a spiritual quest on it, because I think all this, what I'm doing, is all in God's favor of what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
because I put in the work, and I didn't just have everything come to me. You know, it's all about having a purpose in life. Do the work, because that's how you're always going to get it. And I see that you
yeah.
did your work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes things don't happen how you see them happen, like I said, and you might be down for that. But I there's a book I read, and I've just got to talk to them, and I'm not, you know, I don't read her books all the time, but there's a time where
mm-hmm.
I read this book that helped me to understand that when people are down or when you're feeling like we don't realize, especially in the Black community, there's a lot of depression that we go through.
Yeah.
And we don't even realize that we're depressed. It could
mm-hmm.
be, you know, something that set us off into that, and we're in a spiral of 4 years, 3 years, 5 years that
mm-hmm.
we can't get up out of it, don't know, until we have to kind of wake up out of it and realize that each day is, you know, it's not, we can't change anything. All we can do is go forward. And that's the changes. If we change who we are, then changes will be made in our environment and how we see things. But everything starts in your mind first and how you think of things. And sometimes you just have to change your batteries and how you think of things. And I swear it will change the effect on how it affects your body, too. If you're constantly negatively thinking and being whoa, 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 and not, you know, that's where your world will be.
Exactly.
There was a couple years I fell into a little, what am I, coming back to L.A., what am I doing here, how do I get it, asking people how to get in. And I had to realize I didn't need to ask nobody. I had to remember how I got it all in the beginning. Me and God got this in the beginning. And I had to trust in myself and understand that it doesn't matter if I might not have the dollars I had before, or my consciousness and who I am and my wisdom is far more. I'm so rich now. I'm so rich.
Because you're wealthy.
And I'm wealthy in many areas, not just monetarily, but all the other areas of life, because I'm here to learn my lessons. So, and I hopefully one of them way of doing it is through my music, because I think my music is love music. So,
exactly. And so we're going to
mm-hmm.
get into this track, the stand up track. We're going to play it. So, I mean, this is my get up and get on song. I'm serious. It's like I play the song every day. Cause
you do.
Yes, I mean the lyrics and everything. It's a get up and get on song. I mean, like, get your day going. I mean, it's like, hey,
that's really good. Cause there's a couple of songs in my repertoire of songs that I feel like they are my anthem songs. One of them is "Keep Your Head Up," what I did with Ali Shaheed from A Tribe Called Quest back in the day. That had been my song, you know, when I was feeling, but I got to relook at stand up. I got the recipe for love.
Yes,
I got to look at that. I got to listen to that again. Because, you know, as an artist, when you listen to your songs, I haven't gotten to the point where I can listen to that song and just listen to it. We as artists, I don't know if everybody's like that, but I feel like we as artists, people who do music, and I've heard other people say it, we'll listen to it and critiquing it. Oh, God, I should have did that. I can't listen to it until years and years later. Now I can listen to Better Listen and all my other CDs and just listen. Before I would be like, ooh, oh, did that, I don't know why I did that, or just not being able to relax in it. So I've got to relax in the recipe.
So how did the first Wayne Williams come together for this song?
I did a show out here. I have some DJ friends. They're twins. They're called Twin Tables. And they did a show. They brought out different DJs, DJ Kimmett, who's, you know, on my first album and actually my ex. He came out, and all these DJs, and it was a big show, and I actually sang. And so these DJs came out to see him, Wayne Williams, Mike City, all these DJs that I really, because I kind of got away from that scene once I broke up with my ex, who was a DJ. I kind of backed up from that scene. And I'm just being honest. I didn't want him to, you know, no, that's just giving him his space, and so that, you know. He could, you know, that was not my world anymore. So I didn't know a lot of DJs. So they all came to see him spin, and I performed before him. And then I was introduced to them like that. And so they called me and introduced me to Stan Zeff, who I have Count the Ways and Trust This Feeling, the other album that I just did last year. Told Stan about me, and Stan said, okay, I want to put her, see if, so I recorded this stuff, and then I flew to Atlanta and did it, you know, recorded it again there and mixed it and stuff there. But that's how I met him. And so later on, Wayne and Terry sends me a track, and I sat on that track for a long time. I was like, I ain't feeling this track. It had a sample in it. And I was like, I don't do songs with samples, because then you got to clear it. And it had a Teddy Pendergrass sample, and I noticed it right away. I was like, oh, that's Teddy Pendergrass. That part right there. So they ended up redoing it, sent them all my vocals. I recorded all the vocals, and I sent it to them, and they mixed it and redid the music and took the sample out, re-recorded the music, and it came out great. I like Terry's mix as well, too. The real funky mix. I like that one, too.
Mm.
But that's a long story about Wayne Williams, but that's how I met Wayne.
Okay. And so I'm about to play the track right here, Stand Up.
Okay.
I want you to introduce it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. Well. All right. Let's see. You ready?
Yeah.
So you said, hey, y'all. This is Stand Up by Wayne Williams and featuring myself, Larnay. My new house song, my new anthem, because I need you all to stand up and get the recipe for love.
Right here on Soul Cravers Radio. I'm telling you, I was just sitting here shimmying. I was like, man, I love house music. I'm serious. I was having a moment with that song. Yes, shimmy, yes.
He said you were shimmying.
Yes, I was. I'm serious. That song is like... I have the visual
in my head of the shimmy, just shimmy, shake, shoulders shaking.
Yeah, give me a fringe, fringe leather coat, cowboy coat with some fringes in it. Yeah.
Ooh,
it's a groove. I'm serious. And congratulations on All Well Is Doing with it. Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
I got to check. Last Saturday was when I found out it was at number 7. Hopefully it's gone up the chart a little bit. I haven't checked because I'm not the one to be checking and stuff. Someone told me, Wayne told me that when I went to his event here last Saturday.
Yeah.
Then did the little impromptu singing. With
yeah, I saw that. I'm saying, oh, look at her.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, but it's doing good. It's doing good on the track source charts because that's where actually the single was available first, and now February 28th.
Yeah, I think it went up to. I looked. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said February 28th. It got released all over on all digital platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and I was just like, yeah, this is like. Seriously, I mean everything on it, and I like that both versions sound different. I mean,
yeah,
like,
they do.
Wow. Because you know, Mr. Terry Hunter, he brings out the horns, the strings.
He brings out the funk, the horn.
He gives you that Philadelphia.
I was excited, cause, you know, I never heard that version until they sent it to me finished.
Are you serious?
I just, you know, heard the version I record. Yeah, no, I recorded too, the one that you just played. And then Terry took the vocal with the, you know, got the stems and made different music around it. So it was totally different when I heard it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like a whole nother,
so
a whole
it's
new
the newest
song.
One to me.
And it gave you that Philadelphia International sound, like everything, the arrangements on it. Yeah, it gave me that on there. And that's why I was just like, wow. And it's doing good. I'm just so happy for you. I'm serious.
Oh, I'm happy too. I'm so happy to jump into the well of house. I mean, I've always done it, and just you know. So I'm glad I'm kind of in the door to really do some to make some noise, you know, a little bit. And I'm excited about the new. Wayne's about to send me another track, and I've got a couple more from Stan Zaff and. I'm gonna be the new house vocalist.
Right.
But I'm also gonna still do what I do. I'm gonna do across the board. I've got a jazz project I'm working on, and so I'm just gonna do whatever I feel like doing, you know.
I see that. Like I said, you are well rounded. And also, somebody, I already know, they asked me this question. Were you in School Days, the movie?
Yes. I said, don't you ever worry about that, because I don't mind being black.
And the person that asked me that question, they owe me some money.
Yeah, I was in School Days. I was actually... Yeah, I was one of the original Jigaboos. I mean, it was in every scene that the Jigaboos was in, the dance scene, everywhere. Then you'll see my little self in there. I almost got the same hair I got now. Almost got the same hair now. Now that I think about it, I done went back to the 80s in my hair.
I'm
Betty Boop.
I love it. That's your trademark of who you are. And then when you released that first album, I saw how you was growing a little bit of your hair out, and I said.
But then I've been, for the last 20 years up until like 6 months ago, I've been bald.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw that, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, I just grew my hair back like maybe 6 months ago. A little bit of hair.
It fits you. That's your trademark, and it looks good. And you know, how do you compare your career back then going the independent route now?
How do I compare? There's really no comparison. The only difference is I don't have those big dollars to promote and push a project. That's the only difference. I still do music the same way, and I've never done music every day. Music comes to me in spurts. Like there'll be a couple months where I don't do any music at all, and then I'll do music for 5-6 months and straight, and then I won't do any. It's definitely a calling. I have to have something to write. I just don't sit up and just be writing and writing. I find myself singing every day. I don't even realize it, but I do. In some capacity. I work on other projects. I also do graphic art work. And I sell my artwork, and so when one thing ain't working, I'm very blessed to do many things that I can make dollars make sense out of.
So pretty much you're a Renaissance woman, pretty much. You do everything.
I'm a Renaissance woman, and I'm a cosmic citizen.
Right.
I'm from everywhere.
Yeah, and I love your energy. That's what I learned a lot from you, you know, when we have our talks. And, you know, it just enlightened me on a lot of things. And just, you know, you make your life into what you want it to be. And I learned that from you, you know, talking to you, because you influenced me a lot, like into what trying to do. And, you know, and I'll be glad to work with you anytime, you know, as – hey, sign me on board. I see your direction in what you're trying to do as your brand, and to put yourself out there. You've been out already, but you want to embrace more into a newer audience. And that's what I love about where you try to go into, especially with the house music. And I'm really intrigued about this jazz album. I cannot wait. I'm serious.
I think when it comes to music, I look at myself as a longevity artist. I've been doing this and all these things I've done for years, and I plan to do them for the rest of my life. And so I don't look at it like someone has to blow up to be prolific and important in music. I mean, I continue doing it, and I have to realize that I did music before I got paid for it, and I did it because I love it. And just so happened I started making money from it, so that's great too. But when I will always do music, and it kind of cracks me up when somebody comes, are you still doing music? What the heck? come on. And it cracks me up how people think when you're not in the public's face that you're not doing. Yeah, that doesn't mean you're not doing. That just means that they ain't in your face. Then thank God, because a lot of people like me don't want you in my face. I'd prefer to be quiet and do my thing and live my life, and I like it like that. So that's part of the problem I had in the beginning when I was with Yab Yum, is that they wanted me to be everywhere, and I was like, I don't want to be everywhere. I want to be me. I want to just do it how I want to, and that's, you know, so that's the part of the business I didn't like. I want someone else to, I'm not that person that goes out and does social media and does it to the utmost. I do a little posting and stuff, but that's not my job. That's not what I do. What I do, and someone else can do that, you know. But nowadays, the artist got to be the artist, the writer, the producer, the promoter, the as long as you allow yourself to do that. But I choose not. So, I'm abundant. Yeah, I definitely know what's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. So. Because you're putting this in somebody's hands, and then the way that you want it to be marketed and promoted, you oversee everything because you're not going to be putting yourself out there like physically. You want that somebody that wants to take everything seriously, what you bring it to them, this is what you want, and they have to abide by it. And this is what I think what happens with a lot of people. When, like me, when I work with people, I know about their whole career, and I know what they all about, and you know, ask questions, and whatever they want me to do, I'll abide by it, because this is what you gave me the job to do. You know, I'm not here to change anybody. This is what I saw and what I like, and this is what I want to keep on going with.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a give and take. I mean, the music is, yeah, it's my life, and it will never go away. It's just, sometimes I'm quiet, sometimes I'm not.
And it's just all about the energy that you have your surrounding with. So the energy is kind of like a uplifting thing, pretty much. You go by, just like me, you go by energy, you know? It's just about the surroundings.
Well, I appreciate you thinking that way of me, because I, you know, it's how you think of yourself, because I think when you think a certain, like I said, think of a certain way of yourself, that's what people would think of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Even when you're in your depressed times and feeling all those things, that's how you're thinking of yourself. But like I said, change your batteries and how you're thinking and your direction, and things will change too, and how you feel about life, and
Exactly.
And people also need to forgive people. We don't forgive, and we just so hung up on. We hung up on a lot of things. That's all. So we just need to do the work on just everything, and just keep sharing love. That's all it is about.
Yeah, that's all it is, because it's like in these times we need to embrace more of people doing good and not the worst of them. And that's the problem I see with these platforms. They rather see the worst in the people than the achievements and good of them.
But on that note, I want you to go look up. He sent it to me just the other day. It's so weird. And sent me back saying that he's going to send me these house tracks. But that gospel song called I Can Do All Things, it's by the church I was with, was called the... Oh, gosh. I'm so bad with names. I can do all things with the, not the Salem Baptist Church. It used to be Salem Baptist, but it's the Voices of Something. And it's on YouTube. And it's it's a good song. It's actually a good anthem song for, you know, being inspired for, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I thank you for taking the time out for talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Definitely. So where can everybody reach you at on social media?
Oh, God. I'm not the social media. All I know is I push a button and Facebook comes up. So Larnay Now on Instagram, I think, yes. And Larnay Larray, which is my middle name, Larnay, and it's LaURNEA and then LaURAE. And then on,
Twitter.
If you just Google my name, all these different platforms, because that's how I tell people, just put in Larnay and Larnay Music under Google, and then it'll send you to different search engines or whatever that, you know, with music or film and TV. And yeah, so, but I think, yeah, Larnay. I'm going to really have to memorize those things. I mean, I got to get better at this.
Yeah, hey, it's a new day. It takes time. So, you know, it takes time. So, and
I've been doing
you,
it for a long time, but I had just decided I didn't want to get all involved like that. But I'm going to get better at it, yeah.
Right, right. Well, thank you again.
So Larnie Now and Larnie LeRae. Okay, oh, you're so welcome. It was a good interview. Thank you.
Yes, and I definitely want to check out the new music, whatever you come out with. And we're expecting new music, right?
Yeah, in the next couple of months.
Ooh,
I'm
going to
just keep knocking them out. I'm just going to keep doing, you know, especially in the house genre, because I'm not doing a CD, an album or anything. So I do one off. I'm going to do three more producers, couple over in Europe that are really popular and is sending me tracks too. So I'm just going to do one off.
Sounds good. And thank you guys for tuning in, and you guys have a good day.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't want to ask that. So thank you, listeners, whoever was listening.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye.